Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
So Jesus led his disciples up a mountain. Jesus had been leading disciples on journeys to places of frustration and challenge. In just the last 8 days, Jesus had fed 5,000 people, asked Peter who he thought Jesus was. Peter passed the test, by the way, and foretold of his own death. It had not been a journey through a bed of roses, but this passage is different. Mountains are good, quiet, restorative places for Sabbath, for retreat, rest, and renewal. The ministry pace had been so hectic for Jesus and his disciples. Now, let's head to the hills with Peter, John, and James. So we're in the 9th chapter of Luke. We're going to begin with verse 28. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James, and they went up to the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed. And his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Suddenly, they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking about his exodus, which he was about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Now, Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but they awoke and they saw his glory and the two men who stood with them. Just as they were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is so good for us to be here. Let us set up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah," not realizing what he was saying. While he was saying this, a cloud came over and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. My friends, this is the word of the Lord. So we've come to the end of a season of Epiphany. We sit here right on the edge of Lent. As we set out with Jesus toward Jerusalem and the Mount of Calvary, where we pause for another mountain, on another mountain, for one of these mountaintop experiences. What is that about, that deep human longing to taste, however briefly, an interaction with God? Peter, James, and John got much more than a brief taste. They had one of those intense, elated visions that might have transformed their lives then and there, but they're not sure what to do with it. How often in our lives does something happen and we're just not sure what to do with it? That bewildered and fearful Peter says to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let's set up three tents. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." I'm sure, of course, that he was just trying to be helpful. Those of us who think that every situation requires us to do something, however well-intentioned our efforts, are called back to faithfulness by the voice of God in the story. "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." Oh, I can practically imagine God's annoyance that Peter just didn't have the sense to remain silent at this moment. However, I think that we're much more like Peter than we want to admit. We often try to talk our way into understanding, try to process an experience so that we can absorb it, the meaning, and then make the meaning a part of who we are. But this story is about Jesus and who Jesus is. And the disciples were invited into this incredibly intimate moment when God speaks of God's own child. So in the midst of teaching and healing, Jesus calls his followers to stop. To stop and pray. To be open to God's unexpected and indescribable grace. To be strengthened by it. Instructed by that voice of that still speaking God, and to be empowered to continue on the path of Jesus, no matter where it leads. Peter and the others are not keen on Jesus' words about suffering and death that they've been hearing. After all, they are understandably hoping for deliverance from and maybe even triumph over their enemies, the Romans. But Jesus hears another call, and he follows it faithfully, inviting his friends and us to come along. R. Allen Culpepper has written that Peter's attempt to preserve his mountaintop experience wasn't what Jesus had in mind. Faithfulness is not achieved by freezing a moment, but by following on in confidence that God is leading, and that's what lies ahead is even greater than what we've already experienced. As we end our Epiphany experience and prepare to embark on a Lenten journey, I have three questions I've been thinking about. The fact of the matter is we can't stay in this Christmas Epiphany moment, which often for many of us has regular mountaintop highs. Silent night with candles on Christmas Eve, that always sends chills and feels like a mountaintop experience for me. So how do we take these experiences with us? How are we listening to the still speaking God's command to listen to Jesus? I wonder if breaking down that mountaintop experience would help us. First, remember, Jesus' disciples are going up to the mountain to do what? Pray. They're going up to the mountain to pray, to remove themselves from the healing and the teaching and the preaching that has been pretty much nonstop for Jesus and his disciples. Mountaintop experiences often happen because we slow down. We remove ourselves from that everydayness and make room for God to reveal God's self. So creating room and space for God in everyday life is a beginning. And then I think we must listen to God. Listen to what God is saying. Listen to Jesus. listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. So how do we listen? Lots of ways, but I'll be honest, I think worship and prayer and Bible study and spending time in community help us recognize what Jesus is saying. Then, instead of building a tent to preserve the experience, we need to reflect on it, the experience personally. What did I see, hear, read, experience? And I'll be honest, this is best done in community. And during Lent, we need to create experiences for everyone to listen to Jesus. So just a quick plug. We've got lots of opportunities here at First Pres. So join the men's Bible study, the woman's Bible study, a PW circle. Or join us on Sunday morning for our spiritual formation class on parables during Lent. As we are listening to God's command, listen to Jesus, I think, are we? I guess my best answer is I hope so. But our world suggests that not everyone is listening. Not everyone is interested or instructed in what Jesus has to say. But we are a Matthew 25 church, and we've adopted this passage as our spiritual guide. Come, you who my Father blesses, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. In a world that says we should strive for more and more at the experience of our siblings in Christ, Jesus' message is different. It's risky to lead a life centered around God's commands. God's word is countercultural. It is today, but it always has been. And yet, if we say we are Christian, shouldn't we be living a Christ-centered life? A place where we listen to Jesus and then try to follow. So standing at the cusp of Lent, we are invited to once again slow down, pray, study, and open our hearts and our minds to the still speaking God who says, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.